Up to 50,000 teachers and support staff across Arizona will not be at school today as the Red for Ed strike begins. They're expected to march to the state capitol with signs, banners, and homemade T-shirts. But as KJZZ's Claire Caulfield reports, many teachers were making preparations of a different sort.
The Red for Ed movement has ignited debates on some really complicated issues. Contracts, salary negotiations, balanced budget, school staffing designations. But this week, educators across the state had something a little more straightforward on their minds.
Instant oatmeal, some SpaghettiOs, some ramen noodles, some granola bars, peanut butter, pudding, and applesauce. And then peanut butter crackers.
That's Ramey Taylor, a librarian at Eisenhower Center for Innovation, a Title I elementary school in Mesa. She's in a room with a dozen other teachers, putting non-perishable foods into plastic bags.
And we're done.
This all started when Victoria Griffith, a fellow teacher, decided she wasn't going into work as part of the Red for Ed protest happening across the state today.
I put out a plea to all of my friends and family members on social media and said, guys, obviously schools are closing. I'm very concerned. Our school at Eisenhower has 85% free and reduced lunch. These kids aren't going to be receiving breakfast and lunch. And my goal was to create 25 food bags, $250. Within 12 hours, though, I'd raised $500 in funds.
Griffith wasn't the only one with this idea. Teachers all over the state took to social media to ask for food and cash donations. Rhodey Veer, a first grade teacher at Longview Elementary in Phoenix, raised over $1,000 this week. Every evening, she went grocery shopping, and every morning she got to school early to haul in and pack up the food.
We have about 30 bags right now, and I anticipate being able to make 30 to 40. I just got $60 more in, and so that's another 3.5 bags.
She said teachers think walking out is the right thing to do in the long term, but in the short term, it's difficult to imagine any student going hungry.
What makes me tear up is that teachers are doing this for the kids. That's why we'll make bags and we'll donate money and we'll donate our time to do that. And it's not for us. It's because we want something better for our kids.
And students aren't the only ones at risk. Many school staffers, from bus drivers to front desk workers to teacher aides, are paid hourly. So no school day, no pay.
So, I mean, we've got a whole slew of people that, because of this outage, are going to be without income until it's resolved.
That's Ben Smith, board president for Mesa Public Schools. He said teachers, parents, and students in his district have been collecting food, grocery, and gas cards to give to support staff.
I don't think we're to the point where we'll be able to give everybody something, but I think we're to the point where some of the higher risk, where we've got a husband and a wife that will be infected without a paycheck, I think we'll be able to address some of those, but not all of them yet.
And the concern goes both ways.
I had one parent and then one student come in with food for me, like there were tamales and, you know, those like huge ice cream buckets, but it was like full of menudo. Which was really, really sweet.
Marnie Burris teaches fourth grade at Lowell Elementary, a school in Phoenix where 100% of students qualify for free or reduced lunch.
In the midst of everything going on here, are people in my community worried about me and how I'm going to make it through?
Back at Eisenhower Elementary in Mesa, Principal Robbie Meldo used a Sharpie to write names on the food packs.
And so this is a list of students that we're worried might fall through the cracks. They haven't necessarily asked for that food, but we know that there's a possibility of food scarcity in the home. So teachers know their students incredibly well at Eisenhower, and they immediately jumped on and made a list of kids.
Some of the food came from local grocery stores or nonprofits, but the bulk of donations for this project, like the time and effort that made it possible, came from teachers and their families. Many say they are willing to keep running to grocery stores and making social media pleas for as long as schools are closed. If Arizona is like West Virginia and Oklahoma, the strike could last for days. Claire Caulfield, KJZZ News, Phoenix.